You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cuando tu tiempo llegue a su fin, verás que somos los creadores, que somos uno en lo mismo. Ve adelante.
They catch you sleeping, it's an early grave. They suck you in and spit you out. If only there was another way, we wouldn't have to scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. We see the flames in the distance. Nobody wanna put them out. Epitome of persistence. We might as well scream and shout. It grows, Babylon grows. It grows, Babylon grows. History swept under the rug. For God who was a
Babylon grows.
That was Babylon Grows by Troy Kingi, and we have got Troy on the line. Kia ora, how are you?
Good morning, I'm very good. How are you guys?
Good, it's lovely to chat to you, Troy. Talking about the Auckland Folk Festival, it is the 48th Auckland Folk Festival as well, and you're going to be performing and debuting your next record in the 10-10-10 project, which is your folk record. What can you tell us about this, Troy?
Yeah, I still don't know, even know what that show's going to look like. I'm getting together with Delaney Davidson, who co-wrote this album with
awesome.
Me back in July down in Wellington. I had a artist residency down in Wellington, and we wrote this album in 4 days. It was very fast. We were just in a room together for 4 days, and we wrote this, and went away for 3 weeks, and then come back, went back to Wellington and recorded it at the Massey Studios, the flash new studio, Massey University, and recorded it in 7 days. So it's very different. It's very different. I didn't even know how to explain it. It's a very stark contrast to Freddy Caesar and to Holy Colony, and it's got a lot of Delaney's flavour in it, which is what we wanted, bringing him on board.
I'm interested by that combo of you and Delaney.
Yeah, looking forward to everyone hearing it. And saying that, it wasn't easy. It was very hard because me and Delaney are very strong minded when it comes to songwriting. So there'll be ideas that'll come up that I'll put on the table, and he would argue for them not to be put in the song. Same thing, something. So we had to argue to put our ideas across. But in the end, I think we just had a had these strong songs, really, really cool songs, and awesome. Songs that I wouldn't have written if I hadn't had them on board.
How did you guys kind of come to this collaboration? Because I've never really thought Delaney Davidson and Troy Kingy in the same sentence before, but now I'm really intrigued by the idea. I think it's going to be a really interesting project. How did you guys kind of come together for this collaboration?
Yeah, well, I knew what style of music it was going to be, and I didn't actually think we were going to collaborate on it, but at the time I was working with Pippa, who worked with both him and Tammy Nielsen, and she was the one who suggested to bring him on board, and I thought that was just a cool idea. And honestly, we had met maybe once or twice really briefly at festivals, and we didn't really get to know each other until we started writing it.
That's cool.
It was a really buzzy week, but he's a beautiful man. I always pictured him as like a Tom Waits, Nick Cave sort of dude, and I kept saying that, he's like, no, I'm a Johnny Cash.
Nice. Well, they're all pretty iconic, to be honest. I'm really interested, Troy, because you are sort of reaching the halfway point for your 10 albums and 10 genres in 10 years project, which is hugely ambitious project. We had that track, Babylon Grows, that's from, I guess, your reggae album, and then the Freddie Caesar record is a funk record. You're kind of reaching this middle point. What are your thoughts around the 10-10-10 project now that you're sort of at this marker? How do you feel about the whole thing?
I'm actually looking forward. I'm thinking about the next one, and I don't even know. I'm finding it really hard to put songs together for the next one, which is a kind of ode to the 80s.
Oh, cool.
Vibe, but I don't know, I feel like it's gonna get harder and harder, which is kind of scary. It feels like I've just I've been coasting this first bit, so I've got to dig deep for this next section. I just got to keep moving forward, I suppose. This will be the halfway point, this album, so.
Well, I think people listening would hardly call it coasting, because the last couple of records have scored some huge accolades, and also, you know, you've been playing them at all sorts of sold out shows. I think people are loving it. It's exciting to see what will be coming next, but a challenge is never a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's a challenge for myself, you know, like when I finish the project, am I going to be happy with it? Because it's coming thick and fast, and I'm only allowing, you know, like a year between each project, my biggest goal is that whatever I bring out has to be quality, you know?
Yeah.
Which is always going to be a worry when you're doing stuff so fast. So that's what I say when I got to dig deep, to make sure that what I'm producing is quality and not just doing it for the hell of it to try and get to the 10 albums.
So this is going to be kind of premiered, I guess, at the Folk Festival. As you were saying, you're still not sure what that show's going to look like yet, but can we maybe expect a little bit of Delaney on the stage, or is that stuff you might be thinking
Delaney,
about?
Well, Delaney is, he's actually performing there, or Barry Saunders. I think they're in the studio recording another album together, so it's going to be me and him on stage.
Awesome.
And the concept of the album is basically each song is a different section of life that most humans go through. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have like death and birth are obvious ones that everyone goes through at some point. But then there's other things like sleep, school is a big part of your life, work. What else have we got? Friendship, all these different things. So that was the concept going into it, and then coming out the other side of it, a lot of it is a lot more personal than that. Like, for instance, the birth song isn't actually about birth now.
Right.
It's about me having a baby when I was 19 years old.
Mm.
So So yeah, that was the concept going in, but yeah, it's actually super, super personal, this album.
Awesome.
Of all the other ones, I feel like they're hidden behind concepts or whatnot. I think this is the first time you're really, really getting to see me.
That's exciting, Troy. That's really exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing it. When can we hear the album out in the world?
Well, the date keeps getting pushed back. It was supposed to be at the end of last year. And then it was supposed to be March, which is super close, and it's been pushed back to April. But everyone's still in summer mode, so until we start getting those wheels turned, I'm not sure, but I'll say April for now.
All right, April's a good goal. If people want to get a sneaky preview, they should head along to the Folk Festival then, which has got a huge lineup. As you mentioned, Delaney will be playing, so will Barry Saunders, who's another frequent collaborator of Delaney's. The Easton's performing, Being is performing, you are of course performing, Troy, and many others. People can get tickets from aucklandfolkfestival.co.nz, and that is happening from the 29th of January to the 1st of February 2021. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Troy. We're going to listen to a track from the Freddie Caesar record now. This is All Your Ships Have Sailed, which was one of our top 10 most played tracks of 2020 here at BFM. So thank you very much.
Thank you for all your support as well through the last years. It's awesome.
Hard out. Hey, we'll talk to you soon, Troy. Have a good one.
Okay, Troy, thank you.
With all your two sons who were brawlers, let me call you all. say is I'm inadequate. Mama told me I wouldn't know when I should quit, yeah.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.